fantastic job and put together a very price list for the implementation of this design. I'm really impressed with this, and they've built on the skills they've already had as builders, carpenters, and we feel these are the best guys for the job, and they're going to be rather busy. And through this, they're actually going to create their own business from this. And these designs can change as we all get involved in the process and all get involved. Oh, could it look like this? Or could it be bigger? Because we've got some big aspirations, some big ideas. So these are the blueprints anyway. And I'm going to let these guys introduce themselves and tell you all about the business and the plan.
So this is Salah Ujizem, company manager.
I'm Paul Tomakita, the
director. My own back in the
I
will
imagine.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think this is common what we are concerned. Everybody has understood it. That's why this MP is has come out of there. Under which we have come under construction and carpentry. So our part of communication is here up there. Before that, we have an introduction of our business plan to you. Yes, our company in this sector is JPRG, Permaculture Cooperative Company. Yeah. This company is setting up cooperative business, non-profit company that will specialize in construction, primarily low-cost housing using natural materials. Example, wood, grasses, whatever, so. Permaculture produced actually, not from factories. Our location, you'll get that if you are going to maybe take the way to Germany, just after leaving this center, near to the health center, March 3. That's where we are. If somebody, or individually, you can even get us where that place is. Our purpose of is to build and teach through a project how to build a house out of natural building materials. All are those natural building materials. Next one then, those are the materials which we are going to use. That's a permaculture. Second, is to create opportunities for there will be a client to be hands-on. Learn new skill in design, but construction of how low-cost building from a small-scale livestock housing to house building and social infrastructures like compostoria. It's all come up with that. Thirdly, to be actively involved in promoting planting or growth of focusing for using construction. How? Could anyone help there? No, you are a student, you don't know it so well. Yes. Out of the natural resources people we plant, we are not going to destroy it, but we keep on focusing so that it comes next time again, it comes one. Produce for you another set of materials.
That's good.
Yeah. I hope
to promote planting of spices on people's land that provide productive and beneficial diverse permaculture system that help both on landowner, producer or beneficial relationship, maintain a productive ecosystem benefiting nature and enterprise alike. Four, to educate a program to teach skill design, to teach skill design. It's not what that's here. Because in our construction, we shall have apprentices. We shall teach them how to design. Like this one here. It's an example. Use of tools. You can tell them how to use tools, available tools in construction. Health and safety. Yes, that's our main concern as a builder, but not for those who are working in cleaning or whatever, no. Here, we study here. Tell you how to use this tool. Tell you how to protect yourself. If you are coming for work, how should you be? You have to be in the full attire of work. Like my consultant Richard, you get a better see how you are going to put safety shoes. That is how we are going to teach our students about that. Tools maintenance. How are you going to keep your tools? That's all what we are going to teach about that. That's the purpose. Market. Our market place is not going to be far, but it's going to be just next to the margin for the staff. The margin trade area is booming at this moment. Overall business growth during the past 3 years has averaged almost 9.5% and is expected to continue very attractive for permaculture contractors. We will be concentrating on customers that will provide us with greatest margin. In other words, those clients desire office building, construction. This is the fastest growing segment of commercial clients acquiring our services. The other categories that will save equipment. Restaurant segment, special facility segment, and other. Our market, financial consideration. Permaculture cooperative has actually a small amount of money and intended to stay that way. We expect to increase profit from our market seed effort by the end of the 2 years. I hope by that period we shall be able to increase our profit over the next 3 years, and we expect lower profit as we make inroad into this tough market. We estimate that we will be able to reduce by 3 years to 4 as we grow and take advantage of economies of scale. So That's our financial consideration. Our objective, commercial cooperative contractors plans to significantly expand in the commercial office, in commercial and office building, contracting markets to improve profit margin and increase the local market sales. The first objective is expand services and increase costs by creating a permaculture building crew, as well as adding bookkeepers and accountants to our staff. Those departments which are not there for the staff, later to begin. Begins to market and offer services in the Shiforo sub-county area in the preparation for opening an office there. But we are not going to remain only in Mali, right? In some years to come, so 11 extend hours to be there in Shiforo. I'm happy to know. Key issues to. Let me end with this objective, and I welcome one of my colleagues to take us from 250 to key to success. So, come on, you're welcome.
So it's going to take us through key success in construction
or building in construction.
In the construction in the traditional way, using the local materials.
On an area project to make a wall via my dead me, and in your teacher or sofa, my idea been in me, so called Ukraine in the copper, a man in a bay, or somewhere near Mikarena, I can
answer. One is the availability of local materials. That one promotes their construction very fast because the materials you will need to use at a any material moment is around.
Area Madina is an ambatolo saw, one of the little detolo saw, my area Madina, a battle of sorry, Palama, Babi Benia, me, I will take a little cola, Mandata, Taubiga.
So, what they to observe is to see how they are going to use the local materials to make a center grow.
So we dia mandi ini ecol sono si kopa kapa perjalanan kan tuh aman itu susun tuh kalau ya aman dua aman bi orang ini aman ide ni kopi runcan si kocat tu skill aku aman dia mesti sih si kapal ini kocat tu ini naik bu kopa dua aman aku ikutmu kena nanaga aku mencuri.
And when they follow it well in 3 years' time, we see that the construction company will move and grow bigger and bigger. Secondly, is the design, just like this. to attract many customers. Like here, they design everything well, so that the customers that will be coming to this place will get interested in seeing what is there, and also may be ready to enjoy and take time to enjoy at the
center.
Another thing is to make multiplication, not only here, but also in other areas. If they can also put other centers, their business will continue growing. Even the profit they will be making in different centers will be good. Now, when they use local materials for construction, their expenditure may even reduce to 15% out of 100, which means they keep spending less and saving more.
And then, how do keep to success?
Simply, that is all about the key to success.
So,
this one here, for him to make this thing, he has not gone to school. And he has not read. But what made him able to work here is only the observation. He observes from other people. And because of that, he can also help himself.
But can money you and all the Amando? Hey, you and all the Amando, I can just tell you, I'm not going to be here. You and all the Amando,
Now, he's saying, forgive my things, you can. Really loved him so much. Even the other time when he came to Alaire, he has learned something like this. And again, the sector 39 is also adding on this knowledge, which means the knowledge is being imparted on and on. And before he goes back, he's going to even train other people like him from here.
What you haven't gone through is the estimated cost of the actual build of this building, and these guys have got skills in this, maybe not the best articulation skills, but this is quite precise and gives us a rough idea of the price we're looking at to build this, to put this together. You know, the materials can be free, but labour costs, there's we don't have the materials, we don't have the wood here, we've deforested this area. But they have identified that we do need to replant. We need to, as part of a whole system, you know, it's not just about the food. We need timber trees, we need these things. We should burn less of this material, you know. And some of the initiatives we've shown you and how to burn more efficiently in the stoves you make, you can make, if you want to make, if you do want to burn more efficiently, reduces this use of our use on wood for burning, because it is a waste of the resource we have. And the impact on this landscape has been major, as
as people have come into the landscape and utilised these resources, you know. So we sorely need to plan this in. But if we want to get this project up and running soon, then we are going to have to buy in materials. This is a reality. We just do not have them here. We have the earth, we have the straw, we have the grasses. We can do this, but the timbers, for the timbers construction, we'll have to pay for. And this is an interesting costing, and you can have a look at it later. You can add it to the plans as you make a steering group between members, you know, to work this plan forward. So, yeah. These guys can build it for you, so to say. Yeah, good. And through it, they've sort of recognised, we were looking at the business plan on Monday, Tuesday, and we started going down this road of identifying our businesses within it. And we've formed the plan over the last few days till today that we've got a cohesive understanding of where we're going using permaculture principles. And in part, these guys have worked a business plan to see themselves out of poverty. They've seen a future in it, a longevity. If this project is successful, we can do this in other parts, in Maggi 1, Maggi 2, in other settlements. You know, this model can be reproduced. And I'm glad we have some great thinkers here to do it, and these guys hopefully can train the trainers who can come to Maggi 3, where this starts from, and learn these skills and other skills that these are all identifying. And well done, guys. It's a nice design, and we're a little bit helpy, everybody. If you don't like this, well, let's design. I love these little, what do you call them, umbrellas? As you were describing umbrellas, I was starting to draw umbrellas. As you were describing a nursery, I started drawing a nursery. As I was wondering about, oh, we need timber trees, I'm drawing timber trees. As we needed an accommodation, I'm drawing accommodation. These guys are going to be involved in building some of this. Get your creative juices going.
Some ideas. Ojo ado ta idilele tadi ole sete gadora anala ojo te jokwe kwe ba dide a aya a tasba ti mule ka joka re a inya ke kwe ti olu pelu luse on go pe bi te ka sa ka ti bi te ado long ba do pe ole a de yo ka tara tara se ta nya jo ka ba ni abi bi te ka ni ole a ole ni a yo ka
That's but to be around Osaka, Cabbage, Basala, Pito, Osaka, almost Ruan, Joe, Luko, Joe, Vitalia, Goko, Papai, almost Ron Bu, Olernara, Carenos, Yoquata, Uti, Batati, Joe, and Bakati, Ombateo, Quero, Lady Tamasian, Lady, Homes, people are called Ethiopia and Banana, Tayana, or Miami, Kitani, Zare, Roland, Banner, it has go.
Thank you. Yes, so we've identified we don't have these products, so the initial investments may need to be had through loans that you may require to do this. If you do this as a business initiative yourself, then loans will come to you guys. But I'm really impressed with the costing you've done, and it's really realistic. And impressed by the design skill, you know. It's good. You don't need an architect. You don't need 10,000 shillingi for an architect. We have them here. Mm-hmm. And with the help of you guys, we can form what this. This is a blueprint. We can form what this is finally going to look like. These are already coming up with wonderful ideas. And the umbrella things, you know. this is just a blueprint, you know.
Okay, I think I've made some more room for the rest of the
okay, well, you guys are going to get ready. I'm just going to give a small summary for our visitors who just arrived. Welcome, Juliet and Amar. So, our 6 months of permaculture training has asked the question, is how can we come together as such a diverse community? We have 14 tribes, 8 languages, different countries, different nations of people coming together. And we realise it's our values that unify us. It's our interest in permaculture, the values of permaculture are people care, fair share and earth care, and our willingness to want to cooperate, and our principles of cooperation, bring us together. And by working together, we've created a long-term goal, a vision of how we can meet our own needs and meet the needs of the community. And this vision is to create Margi Permaculture Training Centre, and we're going to use permaculture ideas, local materials, local skills, local food to create a hub for creative activity, learning and service provision. And to achieve our long-term goals, we've broken it down into strategies, into different strategies that will help us get there, and we've identified the resources that we need to feed those strategies to achieve the long-term goals to operate within our values. So what you've missed so far is that we've been talking about the training provision, the short and long-term courses, which of course will provide the labour and the know-how to actually develop the site. We've had a fantastic vision of the restaurant and catering and of the skills and the knowledge are going to go involved into meeting the needs, firstly of the students and the staff of the centre and then the wider community. We talked about the different markets you wanted to reach. We've just had a fantastic presentation from our natural building with local materials, our carpenters and builders who want to help construct the